Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Wednesday. It is December 14th. It is 2016. And we are here to talk about lots. We'll do the markets. We'll do the after-election pre-inauguration. Today, we compliment Donald Trump. We'll have the economy and jobs and scams and shams and corruption and you name it, we will cover it, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we do. We hope you are having a good day. So where would I like to start? Remember what I told you, that if I was the president of the United States, the first thing I would do, as president of the United States, knowing from my experience with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida, how many kids are being left out in the cold? How many kids in the inner cities end up on the streets joining gangs? There's video on the web of two or three teenagers and an eight-year-old kid attacking a 60-year-old man. What? Do you think that eight-year-old kid was born the devil? No. When all you know is thuggery, when you don't have any parentage, no education, you fall into those that footstep. Excuse me, it was a 30-year-old man, and it was in Brooklyn. Donald Trump has already brought in leaders of the black community, as well as people like Jim Brown who have fought for the community forever and ever. And he told them in no uncertain terms that his number one project, the first thing he's going to do, is everything in his power to pick up those people and empower them and get them educated, and get them into leadership, and get them into understanding there is an alternative to what you are seeing and what you are experiencing. To the point where Jim Brown told the world he's in love with Donald Trump. In love. He was on CNN. You should have seen the face of the person in CNN. They didn't expect that. Because, you know, they are running 24/7 how Donald Trump's a scumbag. On top of that, Donald Trump invited the head honchos, top dogs, big cheeses of Google, Apple, Intel, Facebook, and others. And these are people that are from the left coast. None of them voted for Donald Trump. In fact, they campaigned for Hillary Clinton. They walked into the belly of the beast. And what did Donald Trump do? He didn't castigate him. He didn't rip him. He congratulated him on their success and let him know that the power of Washington, D.C. will be with them going forward. Whatever they need to be great, they will do everything in their power. I love that. So today's a day to say yes. Yesterday I wasn't so thrilled with Trump. And I'm sure there'll be more days where I'm not. And we call him as we see him. And we don't believe you throw something against the wall and it sticks on everything. We believe there's good and bad ideas from everybody. But today, we like what we're seeing. We really do. While the masses were having fits over this whole Russia thing, and let me be clear, this would not even be a story for the media if it was the other way around. It's them trying to do everything possible, anything that comes up to put down Donald Trump. They're going to do it 24/7. Every
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Hopefully, a good businessman has come out, and hopefully, let's keep our fingers crossed, he's got game. But I love, he even met with Kanye to talk about inner cities and the black community. I got news for you. I never saw Barack Obama doing any of this. In fact, we have whined and complained to you here that Barack Obama did nothing to move inner city communities northwards. A lot of lip service, but nothing done. So we'll give kudos to Trump today. Who knows what tomorrow brings? But today, we give him a thumbs up. Because think about it. In anything in life, if you bring up the bottom, you're getting better. And as I look at what the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida does for the kids of the community, man, if we can replicate that around the country, man, oh man, oh man. You thought we're great now? You ain't seen nothing yet. So that's my take on today's happenings. Pay no attention to the media as they are just trying to drive an agenda. every one of Trump's cabinet is either controversial, racist, or extremist. And I kind of think it's funny who's hiring. Rick Perry to run, Department of Energy, The climate change scammers are wetting their pants right now, that's all I can tell you. And just so you know, Donald Trump will be an environmentalist. What you also need to know is what we have seen through the last 8 years was crazy. Destroyed the coal industry. Went overboard with the EPA. Used them as a hammer and sickle, pun intended. As we have told you here, we need to change the trajectory. Hopefully that occurs. Now, as far as the debt and the deficits, that remains to be seen. That has got to be worked on, and it's certainly going to take time, as you can't just do it all in one day. Remember, the next 6 years of taxpayer dollars have already been spent by the crooks over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And the worst of it in the last 8 years. Up next on The Edge, market wrap, moves of the day, news of the day. Oh, it was Fed Day today. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. One of the questions I guess most get very often, do I think the central bank has been political? By taking rates down to zero and printing $4 to $5 trillion, and keeping rates at zero for the last couple of years, even though every month they would, every 5-6 weeks, they would tease that they were going to raise rates, and only once did they raise rates. Do I think they're political? Well, number one, they are human beings, so there is politics. And number two, Janet Yellen does not like Donald Trump, as Donald Trump does not like Janet Yellen. They're 100% political. They raised rates today. Why didn't they raise rates last month? Why didn't they raise them the month before? Or the month before? Or the month before? Or the month before? Or the month before? Well, it's simple. Raising rates potentially can stall the market and hurt the economy that really can't get liftoff. And in case you don't know, the raising of rates makes the cost of capital go up in certain instances. Because keep in mind, they only control or should only control short-term rates. But of course, the central bank got into the long-term rates by printing $4.5 trillion and bought up bonds. And you do realize they have not sold those bonds. They still own them. What do you think would happen to the bond market if the Fed announced, oh, over the next 3 or 4 years, we're going to sell that $4.5 trillion? Oh, you bet it's going to normalize that much quicker than it already has. So they're 100% political. I wouldn't put it past them now to try and rip on Trump and just keep raising rates and raising rates. Yeah, I'm not kidding. So just to let you know, they raise rates, and that we're now Fed funds, quote unquote, half to 0.75%, but basically more towards the half. Yield on the long bonds have been going up. We're near 2.5 on the 10-year. We hit a low of, I think, don't quote me exactly, but I think we were maybe 1.4. We're now 3.15 on the 30-year. Not sure exactly where the low was on that. But in case you didn't know, the average for our 10-year yield throughout history, It's been about 5.25. So we'd have to double just to be at the norm. Now, that does not include the central banks that followed Bernanke and Yellen into the abyss. And I don't know how they're ever going to get out of it, as they are negative rates. If they raised rates, they'd still be in negative rates. There's this old line, how do you get the crap back in the goose? They ain't ever going to do it. Anyway, so that was today. And when the Fed announced, the market up, down, up, down, up, down. You never know what the outcome is going to be. But we have had a very stretched, extended, and overbought market for the last week or so. And let's just say it got less stressed, stretched, extended, and overbought by the close today. So let's do the numbers. Time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow down 118. Was down about 150. S&P 18, NASDAQ 27, NASDAQ 114. The SOX was only down 1. Transports down a juicy 127. The Russell 2000 was down the equivalent of 240 Dow points. Weakness in the Dow. $2 losers. Exxon, Boeing, Caterpillar, 3M. Dollar losers. Chevron, DuPont, Travelers, United Tech. Gainers, Goldman Sachs is up a stick. As I scan, few things stuck out. Number one, gold, silver broke down even more. Why? The dollar rallied even more. Why does the dollar rally? As we raise rates and everybody else doesn't, that's why. Go look it up. In fact, the dollar looks like it's going to break out of another little range here, or at least it did by the close today. So that affected gold, silver, and the like. What else did it affect? Other commodities. Other commodities all pulled in, for the most part. And that included the energy. Energy prices were down markedly. Energy stocks, which have been teasing. And let me be clear, and I'm giving you a little thought. For the last few days, I've been just been sitting watching PXD, EOG, and a few others, to see if they just bust out on volume. And they never did, so I didn't have to play. They were down threes and fours today. Also, financials weren't really down much. Why? Because yields on the long end are still going up, even though they're still going up on the short end. So you got that margin expansion. Financials were okay. Transports got hit pretty decently. And the industrials and the materials and all that stuff that has been on the stronger side here. That be the story of the day. A down day. A pullback, if you will. We'll see where it takes us. We'll see where it wants to go. That's all you can do. That's all. As I look at the major averages, NASDAQ, pullback. NASDAQ 100, minor pullback. Up next, we'll do movers of the day, much more today. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules. Can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate you being with us. Now, I don't think I mentioned it before, just in case I didn't. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Just be nice. Just be nice. You can read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and whatever else today. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. You can press the consulting button if you manage yourself or for others. And you can get our trading lessons also. Two of them are out, and we're coming out with a third one soon. And they are free. All at the ever-popular GaryK.com. So let's go through a bunch of other things. You ready? We mentioned gold. We mentioned silver. Emerging markets just rolled over badly today. In fact, just rallied into the declining 50-day moving average and just rolled over badly today. Guess what? That's bearish. Emerging markets. And I'm just looking at Brazil, rolled over badly today. I'm looking at China, rolled over badly today. The IFA index, the bond market, lower. Utilities, remember we said the last few days, utilities acting better, trying to turn the corner, we'll see what happens, rallied up and just got trashed today. The healthcare got hit today, still bearish. The food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, alcohol, rallied up, got hit hard today. And so did thine real estate today, got hit pretty decently. Now remember, those are the same areas that we have been whining and complaining about for quite the while. So we're just letting you know. Okay? If somebody hit me against the wall and said, what do you think next? Probably a little more downside testing. After all, you need pullbacks every now and then. How's that? That's my take. Movers of the day. Let's see what we can find. Let's go upside first. Neustar, up almost 6 to 33.5. That was a buyout. How about Nordson, NDSN, up 5.110. NVIDIA with the big upgrade, up 5 to 96. This has been one of the strongest growth names. And I would like to say you buy this little move out of here. Especially 4 weeks ago, they had great reaction to earnings on big, big volume. Just keep in mind it's had a good move already. Not saying it's not going to continue, but I'd be watching that NVIDIA, NVDA. Charter Communications up 4, trying a little breakout of range here. Three or more, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, Clayton Williams Energy, Arista Networks. Got to write that one down, symbol A-N-E-T. We're in the twos, ICU Medical, Lennox International, BioMarin Pharmaceuticals, and that is really it on the upside. Everything else is under $2. F5 Networks was up 4 and change, finish up a buck and change off of an upgrade, trying to move out of a little tight area of resistance, but the market didn't help towards the end of the day. I'd be watching that too, FFIV. On the downside, AutoZone, big fat juicy 14 to the downside, but it is a $700 stock. Priceline down almost 12. Universal Health Services, that would be a hospital, down 7.5 to 101. That's at a new yearly low. Equinix, that's a 7. New Market Corp, a 6. Metla Toledo, probably from Toledo, a 6. Simon Property Group, a real estate stock, 6. Ultimate Software, 6. Affiliated Managers, 6. That's investment management company. 5 or more, O'Reilly Automotive, Amazon. Still under the 50-day moving average is Amazon. Acuity Brands, Canadian Pacific Railway, breaks the 50-day moving average by the close of the day. 4 more, Cimarex Energy, when we said about energy stocks. McKesson, Concho Resources, Boston Properties, another real estate stock, EOG Resources, we're in the threes now, Cummins Inc., Diamondback Energy, another energy that broke out very nicely a couple of weeks ago and just has had no more gains since. Pioneer Natural Resources, as we mentioned. Expedia, breaking down badly. That would be a travel internet stock. East Group Properties, notice a lot of down today. We'll just do a few more. Buffalo Wild Wings, PDC Energy, Signature Bank, Sempra Energy, Public Storage, FedEx, had a down day, my goodness gracious, Kirby Corp, Sherwin-Williams, and I think I'll probably stop there so I don't bore the heck out of you, but there are a bunch of stocks down 2 to 3 in the aftermarket. I do have one note in the aftermarket. Athena Health closed at 94. I have it at 113 in the aftermarket. They were a buyout candidate before the Justice Department came in and all that stuff. Let me just see if there's, we'll get to you in a second to see if there's anything on the buyout. That stock, excuse me, been down from 167 to 94. Earnings guidance, we'll give it that. Issues guidance, didn't look so great. Market liked it. And that is your ever popular over-the-top aftermarket report for this day. Earnings, there are hardly any left going into the end of the year. We will start getting a bunch of earnings in the third week of January. We're going to be watching very, very closely to the reaction to earnings. As always, muy importante. And I'm really interested in seeing what these financials do off of earnings, because they've had a move that I'm amazed at. As we did for you yesterday on the show, our little post-analysis and that breakout day of November 9th of all these financials, little did you know that the financials would act like great growth stocks off of a one-month period off of everything we've seen. Little did we know. It gives you a great lesson. A great lesson is when you see it, don't have any other preconceived notion of what can happen off of it. Because I got to tell you, 20% move in Goldman Sachs? Really? 20% move? Out of the norm. And even on a bad day like today, they weren't down because of whatever's going on with the interest rate environment and the Fed. And the last word on the Fed, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't have a clue. They're a bunch of guest workers. And their only answer has been easy money. That's all. I won't even listen to them. They're all over the map. And they're one of these people that when they see it, then they react to it. I am no fan. And unfortunately, many around the globe have followed suit. And again, I don't know how they're going to be able to roll this bad boy back. Going to be quite interesting as we move forward and as they lift rates. Because now they don't have to protect Barack Obama anymore. And all his high taxes, Obamacare regulations, and all that crap. Up next on The Edge, other news of the day. And whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 4.125%. APR, 4.82%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. It's Wednesday. Ooh, you know it's tonight? The final of Survivor. You know, I want to enter Survivor Show, but I can't because I work. I've almost contemplated chucking it all. I want to go on Survivor. I'd win. I really do. I think I'd win. I watch all these people on there. But you never know when you're going to get backstabbed. I may do that one day. I got a lot of things on my bucket list. And I'm not too old. I'm getting there. But I'm not too old. I can't believe how old I am, though. It goes quick. It really goes quick. All right, a few tidbits. Number one, for all you global warming people out there, especially everybody listening in Chicago, where it's minus 30 degrees, that's killer stuff. Take care of yourself. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the whole weather map. We're going to be 75 degrees here. And I'm looking in the Midwest, minus 15. Wow. You guys need to move to Florida. Seriously. And I've been contemplating moving to New York. Am I insane? My biggest issue is one of my sons live in the city. And I know my other son, when he graduates, wants to move to the city. I have no interest in not being with my sons. I got another year and a half, but it's something I got to think about. In the news, I shouldn't read this news, should I? Venezuela. Have you guys been reading Venezuela? You know, I don't say this sarcastically. I don't say it as a joke. I say it as serious as a headache. They have a new show on Fox News, though, with Tucker Carlson, who is just magnificent. And he brings on the other side every night. He brought on a young man in college yesterday who's an avowed socialist. Socialist. And he seemed bright. Articulate. And I'm just thinking to myself, are they reading about what's going on with socialism in Venezuela? Just so you know, each and every one of you, socialism is the state taking over as much as they can, and that's in money and power. and basically doling out money. And what they don't understand, the most amazing thing is, the only way socialism even breathes is the money that comes from capitalism. But they don't understand that. Or maybe they do and they don't want to understand it. You cannot dole out a dime to anybody without it coming from the private sector. Without coming from taxes of people that produce. And these people don't get it. In Venezuela, these schmucks, these crooks, these morons, these imbeciles, these dolts, these criminals, these dirtbags, these scumbags took over everything and destroyed everything. It's destroyed. The country's destroyed. And the people try and fight back, but they took over the military. They took over the elections. And the same putz, this Nicolas Maduro, who made the last guy, Hugo Chavez, thank God he died of cancer. I hope it was a bad one. And by the way, Hugo Chavez, who pleaded poverty, his family's walking around with billions of dollars on Fifth Avenue in New York City buying up the place. Meanwhile, families cannot get diapers, Windex, toilet paper, food, nothing. If any of you are socialists out there, give me a call and I'll talk you down. Because what you have to understand, socialism only breathes because of capitalism, and socialism is just a word. It's actually a person or people that run the show, and what you're trying to say is those people know better than the people that are actually working their rear ends off. Bernie Sanders doesn't know crap about nothing. Wouldn't know a yield curve from a curve around the road. Has never created a dime of wealth, created a job, but he's a socialist and says he can make things better. How? Well, we'll tell you how. So I just had to bring this up because they had this guy on TV last night, and I'm reading this news on Venezuela, which is destroyed. Destroyed. People can't get out of there quick enough. They're crossing the border to get things. And this guy Maduro keeps doubling down. Study up, kids. I got a lot of youngins to teach about socialism and how wonderful it is. You all have a great evening and drive carefully. When you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,